Track 18.
Hello. You must be Fabian, right? I've heard about you from our contact here. My colleagues told me you had just returned.
Hello. Yes, I got back at the weekend, and this is my first day back at the office. I'm still quite jet-lagged, so I'm a bit slow today. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I'm Liam Jones, by the way. I'm from Manchester, and I'm doing a 3-month placement here in Frankfurt.
Nice to meet you, Liam. Did you come over on your own?
No. A colleague from the London office, Peter Carrick, is here too. We can all go for lunch later if you like.
Good idea. Can I get you a coffee? I know I need one.
Yes, please. So, how did you manage to get a placement abroad?
Well, the bank here offers a lot of work experience opportunities abroad, as you know. Our partner bank in Seattle, in the USA, was looking for people at the end of last year. I'm hoping to move into financial advising for international business customers in the long run, and thought a placement in Seattle would be a good experience. So I applied and got a place.
Cool. Had you been to the States before?
No, and that was another reason why I was interested in the placement. I thought that, since I'm going to do this, that I may as well do it in a place that I've never been to. Everyone has got a picture of the States from films and things, so I decided to go there and find out for myself if it was true.
What was it like being so far away, in a place you didn't know, and working in a financial system which is so different to what we're used to in Europe?
I don't want to boast, but I'm really motivated and flexible, which was really important. I was staying with a host family near the university and the lake, which was lovely. At work, I was paired up with an investment management advisor who showed me the ropes, as they say. Everything was exciting at the beginning, but soon enough I realized that my new life was not going to be quite as easy as I thought.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, everyone used first names all the time, which I was not used to at all. And a lot of time was spent talking about skiing, sea kayaking, and so on. At the beginning, I couldn't really get into the conversation. It was hard to be a good team player and friendly when I couldn't relate to anything. Then, of course, the banknotes are all the same color, so it took me a long time to count out money when I was working at the counter. I had to look at each note really carefully. I felt so slow and stupid, even though I'm really good with numbers and have a positive attitude. Oh yes, and many people still use checks. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw a lady in the local supermarket filling out a check to pay for her groceries. Then, of course, the food is different and the portions are 3 times what we get in restaurants at home. So, I had to stay flexible and open-minded, 24 hours a day.
Wow! I thought it was only like that in films. Did you enjoy your time in Seattle?
Well, if I could do it all again, I would. The family I stayed with was really great, and I hope we will stay in touch. In fact, they are considering coming to Germany for a visit next year. The professional and personal experiences I gained at work were also really useful and will help me if I do business with international customers in the future. I got to understand American stock exchanges better too. But if I could give a piece of advice to someone considering a placement like mine, I'd say don't just go abroad to get ahead in your job. Sure, you need to be open-minded, flexible, good at foreign languages, and interested in other cultures, but there are many things which you just can't foresee. You should go abroad to grow personally. Your life will never be the same afterwards. It really broadens your horizons.
That sounds really interesting, and that's good advice. I wonder where Peter has got to. I'll just text him and see what he is doing for lunch.